This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, April 15th, 2019. Happy Tax Day. There's an oxymoron. I'm Nate Darling, and here, of course, is what caught my eye this morning. Tiger Woods back on top of the Masters after a 14-year drought of majors. Tiger Woods' professional golf comeback might very well be complete because the dude just won the Masters for the first time since 2005, ending a 14-year drought for that tournament. This article from TMZ, Tiger Woods ended Sunday's back nine at Augusta National Golf Club with a score of 5-under-67, putting him in first place, which he sealed with a final short putt on the 18th hole that drew tons of cheers from the massive crowds that was watching him. As he stroked the ball into the hole, commentators called it a return to glory. Now, after knocking it in, Tiger did his signature fist pump into the air, although it wasn't as enthusiastic as the iconic one back in 2005, the last time he won it. Still quite a sight to behold, though. Tiger's win marks the fifth time he's won the Masters in his career. That's just one big win away from tying golf legend Jack Nicklaus, who has six Masters under his belt. Sunday's back nine were so captivating, in fact, that it captured the attention of President Trump, who told folks to tune in. Trump tweeted, "Great Masters going on right now. At Tiger Woods is leading with two holes left to play. Very exciting. Tune in." Well, nothing else for him to do, I guess. It's been quite a journey back to the top of the golf world for Tiger. He won a PGA Tour Championship last September and has been perfecting his game ever since. As you might know, Tiger suffered a big dip professionally after his sex scandal blew up in the late 2000s, and he got busted for DUI back in 2017. So Tiger Woods winning the Masters. That's the big sports news for the weekend and something to get your Monday kicked off, right? Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, before we get to all of that, I want to remind you, you can follow the Morning Crunch Wrap on Facebook to get links to all the stories we talk about, and go ahead and give us a follow on Instagram as well, the Morning Crunch Wrap, and you'll get some fun pictures visually talking about the stories that we're doing every day. So if you're on social media and you've seen all of this, undoubtedly, you've seen people excited that Tiger Woods is back winning majors and winning the Masters. And undoubtedly, you've seen people that are mad about it because they haven't gotten over him cheating on his wife. I don't know. I would guess at this point his wife has moved on. And how long is the penance period for having consensual sex with someone outside of your marriage? Now, his ex-wife has every right to be mad, but again, has probably moved on with her life because there's only so long you want to harbor that sort of resentment. So why are you, as a sports fan, or even just a regular person who doesn't like sports, but just, I don't like people who cheat. Okay, I got that. But why are you putting that out on social media? How is it making your life better by trying to go, Tiger Woods doesn't deserve this, just because you know the bad things that Tiger Woods did doesn't mean that he is any worse than anybody else. He's a human being. He's got faults. He's got foibles. And he was at the very top, suffered a huge fall, and he had some physical issues, back issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now he's back. It's a great story of the great one coming back for one last run. Why you gotta poo-poo it? Do you feel better after you do that? I just don't get it. And maybe it's just because I've sort of changed my way of thinking about things, but I don't get why you're mad that Tiger Woods has won a golf tournament. It makes zero difference in your life other than you have to hear a lot of people talking about Tiger Woods and a lot of people who really aren't into golf talking about golf. But that will pass as well. The next tournament will come. It's not as big a deal. The Masters is the tournament. It's the one that everybody talks about. It's the green jacket. It's the rolling hit, the country clubs and everything. Just move on. It's a golf tournament, for God's sake. It's not that big a deal. Why you gotta be mad, bro? And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Get some attention. There is something I need to say.
to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4, and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through?